Right. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, same back to you.
Anything on your mind this morning?
Oh, yes. Visiting with state legislators in the state of Michigan, talking about the National Popular Vote Bill, which allows our presidential candidates who get the most votes to win the White House. We've had a history, four times in the history of the United States, which is one out of every 11 elections, where the candidate who got the least number of votes has won the White House. And what we're doing, what the National Popular Vote Bill is all about, is changing the electoral process so that the candidate who gets the most votes wins. The great thing about it is now every vote in the country will count equally. We have a process now called winner-take-all rule. If a candidate gets one more vote than the other candidate in a particular state, they get every one of the electoral votes awarded to that state. Certainly not what you would call equitable, and it also creates a situation where people get discouraged because if they're in states that are fairly well determined which candidate they're going to go for, they're not encouraged or incentivized to vote because their vote really doesn't mean much. So we're on a national quest to get the electoral process changed. Seven states have already signed up for it. We're about 28% of the way there. And we're here in Michigan talking to the legislators, hoping that and encouraging them to sign on to this electoral pact, which will allow the candidate with the most votes to win.
We're talking with Tom Golisano from the National Popular Vote. When I got your email, Tom, I get a million of these from different organizations that are organizations of one or two. Tell me about the organization. Where are you located? How many people do you have involved? Do you have funding? What makes you think you can pull this off?
Well, the first thing is we are over 25% of the way there. We're located. Our offices are in Florida, and we have offices in California. It is very well funded. We have a lobbying effort going on in all 44 remaining states. We are positioned to do a lot of work in the area of media and grassroots organizations and those types of things. We have public relations people in every state. It's a organization that is fully in movement. What's interesting about it, Tony, the first seven states that signed on for this was organized and put together by a man by the name of John Cozzo, who was a one-man band, if you will. He put up his personal money, so he had very limited resources, very limited human and capital, and he was able to accomplish this great feat in just a short number of years. So I joined forces with John, and I'm the national spokesperson for the organization, and I'm the major funder.
All right, Tom, before we let you go to get to Fox News Radio's Bill Marcus, the devil's advocate would say the reason the vote was situated the way it was with the electorates is because states like California would have more votes than North Dakota or Rhode Island.
Well, that was the general theory, except when this program was put together, there was only about 14 states in the United States. And it's a myth, basically, to believe that certain states would control the election. If you look at the previous five or six presidential elections and the 10 largest states, they were pretty well split between the two candidates. So there's never been any kind of organized effort, nor could there ever be, where the large states would get together and say, we're all going to vote this way. That's never happened in our history. It's never happened at any level.
Does National Popular Vote favor the Republican or Democratic agendas?
It's totally nonpartisan. This is not agenda-driven in any way. This is about making every vote in the United States of America count, and it's making sure the candidate with the most votes wins.
And for people who want to learn more about the National Popular Vote, how do they do that, Tom?
They should go to the National Popular Vote website. It's very comprehensive, and it answers a lot of the questions just like you asked me today.
And very quickly, tell me about your day today. Who do you hope to meet with?
We're going to meet with all kinds of legislative groups from the House and the Senate. We're meeting with some people from the executive office, the governor's office. We're doing some TV and radio. It's a pretty full day.
Why do this now, Tom? Why are you trying to get Barack Obama out of office?
No. Let me give you another example of a situation that was very poor for the United States. In 2004, George Bush had a 3 million vote margin over John Kerry. John Kerry almost won the election. If 66,000 people in the state of Ohio had voted differently, John Kerry would have been the president, even though he had 3 million less votes. So what this program is designed to do is to make sure that going forward, the candidate that represents most of the Americans becomes the president. The other situation, this is called, I don't know if you've ever heard the terms flyover and battleground states. The candidates in 2008 spent 98% of the money on earned resources, time and money, in 15 states and totally ignored the other 35 states because they were pretty well determined by polling that they were going to go for one candidate or another. So it's like the presidency is the winner of 15 battleground states and not the whole country. So consequently, a lot of votes just don't count with the system that we have now.
All right, Tom Golisano is with the National Popular Vote. Enjoy your day, Tom. We will be talking again. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Tony.